You're listening to Stand Tall and Own It, the podcast for high-performing female leaders who are ready to make an impact by discovering the safety that comes from understanding their own value and exercising their own authority. I'm your host, Andrea Johnson, and I'm here to tell you it is time to just truly be you, my strong friend. It's time to stand tall and own it. Hey there, Andrea Johnson here, and I wanted to pop in with what at least will be a popular opinion with some, but a very unpopular opinion with others, and it has to do with work versus play. You've heard the old adage, you can play when you're finished working. I come from, I think I've said this more times than I can count, the good old-fashioned Protestant work ethic, right? You work all day, so then you can play. And a lot of people do that for their entire careers. No, I'm not talking about being an entrepreneur. I'm not talking, that's not what this topic is today. But for sure, it is going to turn that work-play idea and methodology and on its head. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what it might look like and why you might want to play first and work later. My son is one of those who, or he would do this every day. So we have to be careful. But at the same time, he's also somebody who will eat his dessert first. My husband will do that every once in a while. And I'm like, why are you eating dessert first? Well, because I want to have room for it and I like it. Okay. And, you know, as a chronic weight loss person and constantly working on my weight, I eat salad first. It's like, fill up on the greens that don't cost you a lot of calories. But they want to enjoy their food, and then they eat the stuff that they have to eat. So let's talk about what it's like when we actually flip the whole work versus play on its head and say, what happens when you play first and work later? I'm going to give you some examples of why this might need to happen, and perfect example of me today and what happened, because it's a very, very good example. The changing of my podcast is a big deal. I have a Trello board that's huge. I have a to-do list that's long, and I have my podcast producer who's helping me and potentially a virtual assistant who's helping me, but it's still a lot for my brain. And every once in a while, my brain just gets tired and gets so full. Well, one of the other things that they don't tell you when you make big business decisions and big changes in your business is it's also going to affect you personally. You are going to grow. Things are going to pop up for you that you never knew you needed to work on. And they're going to wear you out. And I feel like I'm getting worn out in all these different areas. And so I found myself this morning very low on fuel, like kind of all week. And what day am I recording this? On a Thursday. And ever since Monday, it's like some things have been happening all week long that have just kind of drained my battery. It's not quite getting up to 100%. So I'm starting the day a little bit low. So when I get stuck and when I can't think any longer, or when I'm trying to parse out something or figure out a new problem, learning a lot of new processes, I'm figuring out some legal stuff, I'm figuring out how I want to actually make something happen, that's a lot of like brain noodling, right? It's like a whole lot of figuring things out. My brain just gets really slow, it moves slower, and it won't work. I got to a place yesterday where I thought, why am I not, I can't even see how this goes together. I can't see how this one flows to that one. I really should walk away. And it's easy to say, I need to walk away and get some rest and crash for the night and get some sleep. And when I get up in the morning, I'll take care of it then. What happens when you wake up and that's where you are? And you have a list that's 20 long of things that you really need to accomplish today. Granted, they're all my actual deadlines, but I want to accomplish them. I want to do this. I want for even this podcast episode to be something that you get to enjoy and learn from. And if I don't do the things I need to do, then you don't get the help that you might need. Because I'm hoping that as a listener, this is something that you actually need to hear. So sometimes it's really easy to just push through, right? So what do you do when your battery gets really, really low? There's a lot of talk out there about self-care. There's a lot of talk about, taking care of yourself first and others later. The problem is most of us talk about that in ways that are specific to like the spa industry. You know, it's like, oh, maybe I just need to go get my nails done, or I need to go get a massage, or I need to take a nap. My husband's a big napper, and he will preemptively take naps when he knows he's got something Wednesday night, or when he knows on a Saturday he's worked really hard, he'll take a nap because he knows Sunday morning he's got to show up. He's a pastor. So how do you do the actual recharging? Well, for starters, you kind of have to be willing to know what you need to recharge. For me, it's not going to the spa. I really wish it was, because that it sounds lovely. But the few times that I have been uncomfortable. Now, granted, maybe that's just something else I need to work on. And like I said, as you level up, you learn the things about yourself that you need to work on. So it may be, but I don't know. Every time I've had a massage, I'm like, could you stop touching me? You're touching me. This is this is a thing. I know. Don't at me. Don't come after me with like, this is what you need to do for a massage. Because it's like, hot stones sound great, but it's like, when you're touching me, it's like, stop touching me. Right. So for me, that's not a recharging kind of thing. Weird stuff like turning on Netflix and watching a K-drama for a little while, that's a recharge for me. It's also a checkout for me, so I have to be careful. But one of the things that really does recharge my battery, and I just need to know what it is, and you need to know what yours are, is being able to see a project completed. So as part of this process is unfolding, one of the things I'm doing is not just simplifying my business and simplifying my podcast, but I'm also simplifying my house. It's been years since I've cleaned things out, but I love working out in the yard. And so not only am I simplifying things in my house and getting rid of things, but I'm also doing stuff out in the yard. I love getting my fingers dirty. It's like, I don't know if you can know that the dirt is out from underneath the fingernails, but I spent 2.5 hours this morning out in my yard. We have a pool and we have black-eyed Susans around them. All the stuff from last season was out there. It's all these dead black stems sticking up with little snowball-looking things on them that are black. Actually, it's all black. So now when you go out there, it's all green. But I worked really hard to get that done. And so one of the things that you have to do is you have to know what refuels you. So for starters, if you don't know what refuels you, that's where you begin this process. And that's how you know. The second thing is you have to be actually willing to do it first. This idea of playing first and working later is not at even remotely a concept that we talk about in the Western world. I don't know where we would talk about this. I don't know who talks about it. I know that some practitioners might, because they're like, you have to refuel first. But this is something that I'm going to really pay attention to. I work for myself. I'm getting paid in showing up for my clients in specific ways. But I have control over my schedule. So once I drop my son off at school during the school year, I get to decide the order in which I do my day. So I have to know what refuels me, but then I have to be willing to do it. And I had to be willing to say, all right, I don't have another appointment until like 3 o'clock. So I have time to get out there and actually do some work. And so I did. And I put on my music and I asked my husband later, I said, did you see me out there dancing around? Because you put on some good classic yacht rock and, you know, a little Owner of a Lonely Heart with Yes, I'm all about it, and dancing around and tossing weeds in the under the trees and that kind of thing. But it gave me the opportunity to just kind of decompress my brain and let all of that go down and all of it come out. And even just ripping up the weeds felt really, really good. So for me to be able to do that for 2.5 hours was great. So I needed to know what it was, I needed to be willing, and then I needed to give myself permission. This is something that comes up, and I'll probably do an entire episode on this idea of permission, because you have to have a certain awareness to know that you even need to give yourself permission to do something. So it's not something I can just go out and tell people, you have to give yourself permission. It's like your mom saying or your teacher saying, you have permission to have like a study hall. You know, it's like you don't have to do your work. Or I give you permission to take the afternoon off. Well, who gives us as adults permission? I have to give me permission myself, right? If I'm an employee, it's my employer that gives me permission. If I wanted the afternoon off, I had to ask. And that may be where you are. But in smaller things like this, we have to actually be the ones to give ourselves permission. This is huge, because once I gave myself permission and I was willing and I knew what I needed, I came home from dropping my son off at school. I changed into my work clothes and I went outside and I worked. Now, I came in sore, but I came in fulfilled. So I ask you, number one, where are you on your battery? And what does this concept of, because you know, they say all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy or Jill a dull girl, right? But where are you on that continuum? Are you comfortable saying, I'm going to play first and then work? Do you feel like if I do that, then I will never ever work? Well, maybe you have to know yourself there as well. And there's things you can put in place. There's goals you can set up. There's accountability you can put together. And I have a group for that. And and there are apps for that. There's all kinds of stuff for that. There are different ways you could work with me that will actually give you the ability to stay on track with some of those things. But that's a real challenge for you today. Are you willing to say, sometimes I just need to charge my battery. I need to know what I need. I need to be willing to do it. I need to give myself permission. So if you have the ability to do that, great. If you need some help, again, I have a group coaching program. I have one-on-one clientele that I work with very exclusively. I can do strategic calls. But if you haven't looked at those things, I invite you to look at them. I invite you to work with me in that way, because I am really good at holding people accountable. And I do it with what I call gentle accountability, right? You make a goal. I just ask you if you've met your goal. I ask you, how are you doing on that? I check in with you every so often. I have one client who didn't want to meet one-to-one. She wanted to actually be on text messaging with me. That was new. So I'm open to those kinds of things. Either way, I look forward to hearing whether or not you're work and then play, or you're willing to say, I play so that I can work. Until next time.